Once again, my mind, just for whatever reason, finds this weird little story, and I have questions. And I'm looking for answers, and I know that Denise and Pat have them.
Huh?
722 on WSGW. I know, talk about a setup, huh? Thanks for joining in on this Thursday edition of the Morning Team. So there's a story, and it contains video. I'll show you the little video here. See this? Isn't that a cute little picture?
Aww, yeah. Lovely fish. We could watch that all day and take a nap.
Isn't that peaceful? Yeah. Yeah.
Peaceful.
Animal rescuers in town in Germany said that a massive goldfish, maybe you don't get the massiveness of this goldfish because it's, you know, the way it's shown, but apparently it was a goldfish that had been left in a bucket, was rescued after proving to be too large to make a meal for a seagull. And so an animal care people were alerted to this. Members of the public, it says here, reported this goldfish, and it was being attacked. And so they came out, retrieved the goldfish. They named him Captain Birdseye. And despite injuries that he suffered from the attack, he's doing well. And the group says if we don't find the owners in the next 3 weeks, then we'll try and find somebody who would like to make a home for him. Right now, this is an animal society, and so they do rescue animals, and they've got them in a fish tank.
Uh-huh.
And there's the fish video that we have for you here. Yeah, apparently the massive size of the goldfish prevented him from becoming a meal. Captain Birdseye is one very lucky goldfish. If he weren't so big, he would have likely been eaten. I love this statement from the rescue folks. We are asked to help all sorts of animals, but it is rare we are asked to help a goldfish that's abandoned in a bucket about to be eaten by a seagull. It is rare. Have you ever received a call before from somebody saying, "Hey,
goldfish.
There's a goldfish in a bucket about eaten by a seagull. Can you come rescue it?"
Probably not.
I'm guessing
that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I think it's more than rare. I think it's we've never received a call like this before. How strange this is! Because the other part of the story is, if we don't find the owners, who puts a seagull, a goldfish?
Who puts a goldfish in a bucket?
So somebody who couldn't take care of it. Well, sometimes you hear about these fish that are dumped into places where they grow to these massive sizes. And so maybe someone didn't want that to happen. They thought, we'll just leave it out here and, a rat from the sky with wings will come down and take it. I don't know. Or what happens, my weird mind thinking, what happens if somebody actually perhaps, it's not the goldfish that was the pet, it was the seagull. And someone was trying to feed their pet with a goldfish and set it out there for the seagull to get. And someone just took away the seagull's food.
Why would you have a pet seagull? That would be my question.
Don't deny that. But again,
all you have to do is, if you wanted to have seagulls, all you have to do is put out a bag of popcorn anywhere in the world, and you would have more pets than you ever wanted in your life.
Mm. Could be. Again, like I said, this is just the way I told you my strange mind thingy. I'm looking for answers, and now somewhere there could be a poor starving seagull because somebody took away his meal.
They'll never starve.
they'll be fine.
You think they'll find other ways to forage food?
Yes.
My grandson had a bag of Doritos. We were at the beach one day. And he set the Doritos down on the blanket so he could just go in the water for a couple of seconds. It was like a feeding frenzy.
Yeah.
And before he even turned around to come back, they were gone.
Gone.
The only thing left was the bag and the blanket.
I've seen that happen before, and it's like, not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
So I don't think that, feeding a seagull anything, seagulls will never starve.
Captain Birdseye lives on.
And it's probably a good thing.
And he survives.
It's a good thing.
Because it's rare that they're asked to save a goldfish in a bucket about to be eaten by a seagull. It's never been happened before.